Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes.
If you don't value your time, neither will others. Kim Garst.
You're listening to WPC UK, the place to be if you are looking to grow and streamline your business in 2023. I'm your host, Donna Ead, and I'll be walking you through processes, productivity, and planning, along with bringing you business experts with knowledge to share. Let's make 2023 the year of success in your business.
Welcome back to the Wedding Procast UK. I'm your host, Donna. I am so happy to have you here for this episode of the podcast. Today, we are talking about something that is very, very important for us to consider in our business. Yeah, I think we often skip over this and don't give it the time that it actually needs. So today, we're going to be talking about the value of your time. So what in reality does the value of your time mean for you and your business? And I want us to try and make this year the year that we do more of what makes sense when it comes to this. So the first thing I want you to do is to work out, what is the value of your time? What is your hourly rate? If you were to charge somebody on an hour by hour basis, what would that number be? Do you know that number? If you don't, I would urge you to work it out. Now, there are a few ways you can work it out. One of them would be if you, for example, took your earnings from last year, your gross revenue, and divided it by the number of hours you worked, that would give you an hourly rate. I would suspect that that hourly rate is probably a lot less than what your time is actually worth. Okay, so if you were to take instead the number of hours that you were doing what you are best at. So if you are a photographer taking photos, if you are a wedding planner, maybe the day of, a little bit harder for you guys because obviously you do a lot of organizing and things like that beforehand. So there is a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. But for the sake of argument, take whatever it is that is your profession. Take the time that you were doing that, and it is easier for us in the wedding industry because that is usually what we are doing on a wedding day. Photographers, you also have your editing, videographers, your editing, but you usually know how long that will take you per gig. So take those hours that actually make you money, and divide the amount of money you made by that number. And I would guess that your hourly rate shoots up, and also that it is much more likely to be closer to what your hourly rate is. Now, I would also urge you to consider a couple of things. When we work out our hourly rate, you know, if you are in a JOB, your hourly rate might be, say, £15 an hour, but that is not what you actually are allocated for that hour of work, because your boss, your company, also needs to pay your benefits, pensions, and all of this kind of stuff. And they also have their business taxes that they have to pay and everything else. So when we look at our business, when we look at our hourly rate, we always look at it, at our money, in kind of thirds. So you have the third that you actually get to take home as pay, you get the third that goes back into the business to grow it, and you have the third that the tax man has to have. So you're looking at your business in thirds there. So your hourly rate has to be the combination of that. When you're at work, you're only getting the pay portion. Your work is then swallowing up the tax portion. I know we pay our individual personal taxes, but as a company, they will pay out their wages, they will pay out their taxes, and they will pay out the money that stays to help the business grow. So when you are a business on your own, your hourly rate needs to be kind of three times what your hourly rate would be if you were working a JOB. So you could also look at that, you know, if I was to be doing my job as an employee, what would my hourly rate be? Times that by three, and that kind of gives you a good idea of what your hourly rate should be. And that is why people sort of struggle working with individuals that are business owners, because they see it as a very expensive way to do business. But what they don't see is that actually when they're working with a company, it's the same kind of thing. It's just that they can do it on a bigger scale, which means that they can bring the cost to the consumer down, but they're still getting in the revenue to be able to split it up that way. So if we were to say £15 an hour is your JOB, then actually your hourly rate as a solopreneur would be £45 an hour. Does that number make you feel uncomfortable? Because if it does, then you need to be doing some mindset work around money, because it's important that you know your value and know your worth, and that is what your time is worth. So I am going to work on £30 when I am talking today about things, just to make it easier, nice round number. But work out what your number is and what you are comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable with a higher number, we need to change the mindset around that, because I think if you have come from a working background, so you didn't come straight out of school, college or whatever and open your own business, we do kind of get stuck in that employee mentality when it comes to the money and feel like, oh yeah, well, £15 an hour is fine, and I, you know, that's a nice reasonable number for a professional doing something, you know, that's fine by me. And really, when you're running a business, it's not a sustainable way to fund your business. So first things first is you need to work out what your number is. What is that number that is going to give you the business funds that you need to grow your business, to pay your taxes, and to pay yourself the wage that you need? So that's another option for working out your hourly rate, is what is the amount that you need to get by? What is, you know, if you are with somebody who is taking care of half of the household bills, what is your half? What are your personal bills? What is it that you have to make each year to be able to afford to live the lifestyle that you are currently living? And then add on top of that a third for your taxes, and add on top of that another third that is your business expenses, so that you can plug back into your business. And then work that out by the hours of the week that you want to work, and that can give you an hourly rate that you need to be looking at. So there are a number of ways that you can work out what your time is worth. We are all worth our expertise, so you are deserve to get paid well for what it is that you do. And working that out based on what you need to actually live on isn't devaluing the fact that you are worth that. So if it came out that, you know, well, that's £50 an hour, you might think, oh gosh, that's a bit high, you know, maybe I can cut back on this, maybe I can cut back on that. But when you look at what it is that you do, that you help people with, that you can do better than others, that you have the qualifications for, that you have the experience for, your experience is worth money. So we've kind of put in, you're doing the hours, that's worth money, obviously. We've doing, you need X to actually live each year. So you deserve to be able to live a life and not just live on the poverty line. But your expertise, your experience has a pound amount. You know, it has an amount attached to it. And that is sometimes harder to gauge. So definitely don't dismiss figures because you think they're too high, because there are other things like your experience that are hard to quantify as a number. And it
is worth money. So first of all, that is your first task of the podcast, is to work out your hourly rate. Now, if you already know your hourly rate, fantastic. You are top of the class. You are steps ahead of other people. And that is a great position to be in. So the next thing that we need to look at is, what do you enjoy doing in your business? What comes easy to you in your business, and what makes you money? Okay, so these three things, if you can find the triangulation, so you make your circles and overlap them, and that center point, that is your sweet spot. If you can find something that you enjoy in your business, something that comes easy to you and makes you money, those are the three things that just give you your golden hour. You know, if you could do that all day, every day, you would be rolling in it. Okay, so whether that is taking photos, you really enjoy taking photos, you're really good at taking photos, it comes easy to you, and it is what makes you money, that is golden time. So the more time you can spend shooting, the better. Perhaps you're really good at sales conversations. So you're good at it. It comes easy to you and it makes you money. So you want to do that as much as possible. You want to be having as many of those conversations as you possibly can to bring in the money. Perhaps for you, it's you're baking your cakes. You enjoy it. It comes easy. It makes you money. You see where I'm going with this. So it doesn't have to always be the thing that you are paid for. So for example, you're not paid for having a sales conversation with somebody, but you might really enjoy that part of your work and you might really find it pretty easy to do. The other thing is email outreach. You might enjoy sending emails and posting emails, and that might actually bring you in the leads for those sales conversations. So if you enjoy it, it comes easy, and the end result is it makes you money because you get leads in that you can then book and pay you, then that falls into this category. So write down everything that you are good at, that comes easy, that you enjoy, and that makes you money. Because you want to be spending the majority of your time as much as possible doing those three things. And if there is crossover with any of those things, two or three, all of them crossing over, or just two of them crossing over, you want to be doing those the most. So that's kind of your level of priority on where you want to be spending your time. If you can do all three at the same time, that is your money maker. If you can do two at the same time, that's going to be making you more money. If you can do one, it's not as good, because if it comes easy, but it's not making you money, that's not great. If you enjoy it, but it's not making you money, you know, you're going to be happy, but you're not going to be making money. So, you know, that it kind of needs two of them at the same time, or the three together. So write down what those things are in your business. What are those three areas in your business? And this is everything. So look at everything that you have to do in your business and write it under one of those categories. And then you need another category another sort of section that covers the things that you don't like doing, that you find really difficult, and that don't make you money. So for example, you might find the tech side of sorting your website out really time consuming and you absolutely hate it. And it doesn't actually really make you money to put up another page on your website. It's just something that kind of needs doing. It feeds in, and you know, everything we do in our business eventually is supposed to lead to the money funnel. That is the whole point of doing it, or we wouldn't do it. You need to have your shop window, you need to have the SEO so that people can find you, discover you, and learn to love you and pay you. But it's not in itself money making for you. So write down all of those things. For you, it might be your email marketing. That might drive you round the freaking bend. You might absolutely hate doing it. You might not like doing the follow-up calls with people. You might not like doing the sales conversations. You know, it's something that I very much struggle with, and that's a mindset thing. So it might be something you need to work on, or it might be something you need to look at outsourcing. Look at all of the stuff that you really enjoy, what comes easy, what makes you money, and then look at the opposite. Write down all of the things that you don't enjoy, that don't come easy, that don't instantly make you money. Then look at those items and look at what it is that you could actually look at outsourcing. So I know a lot of people, and you may be sitting there thinking, Donna, I can't afford outsourcing. Stay with me. I have got a formula at the end that I want to share with you that might change your mind. So don't switch off. Let's carry on. Let's think it through. Okay, so if you could outsource your email marketing to somebody who is an email marketing professional, if you could outsource your social media to somebody who is an expert in social media, if you could outsource your sales calls to a VA that specializes in sales calls so that it can be part of your cohesive team and so it's not disjointed, if you could outsource your aftercare to a company that deals with that, if you could outsource your accounting, you know, all of these things, what is it that you could outsource? And then what I would like you to do is actually reach out to some people in those areas and find out how much it would cost for an hour of their time. So some people work like that. Some people work more on a package deal. Some people work with, you know, a retainer for the month and you use your hours within that month. It's different for everybody, but try and find out a figure of something that they would do. And reach out to your network, because you might not want to phone people up. Maybe you feel it's a little disingenuous to be sort of fishing. I know in the wedding industry, we find that quite difficult if we think that the person on the end of the phone is actually a competitor just trying to work out what everybody charges so they can sort their prices out. So you might feel a bit funny phoning up if you aren't sure that you're going to be looking at using these people. So reach out to your network. These people are in your network. They're your friends. If you explain to them that you're trying to work out what is the best use of your time and you're looking at possibly outsourcing things down the line, but you kind of need some figures to work with, I'm sure they would be happy to sort of give you an idea of what it is that they charge. So now you've got these figures, you need to boil it down to an hourly rate. So for example, if somebody says, well, I work on a monthly retainer of £120 and you get 4 hours that you can use over that time, and there's a 3-month contract and you need to give me a 30-day notice if you're not renewing, that kind of thing. You can boil that kind of thing down to, okay, divide that out. What would that look like? And work out the hourly rate. So now you've got their hourly rate and your hourly rate. And for argument's sake, we're going to use 30 as the number for this calculation. So your number is £30. It might not be. Use your number. Your number is £30. Their number is £30 for an hour. So you're both on the same wage. That's fantastic. This is a good mix, because if you can get somebody who is on the same hourly figure as you are, then they're likely to be a similar level in their business. I feel like they would probably gel quite well with where you are at in your business and what you're trying to achieve, because they're probably in a similar place. If they're basing their hourly rate on their experience and their expertise like you are. So that is sort of a good place to be when it's kind of similar. And you might think, yeah, but Donna, if I pay somebody £30 for their hour and I can only make £30 in that hour because that's my hourly rate too, then there's no profit there. I might as well have done it myself, you know? Why should I pay somebody else to do it if my hourly rate's £30 and their hourly rate's £30? Because that just brings me out at break even, doesn't it? No. What we forget, and this is what I think a lot of people forget and a lot of people don't understand about this, is that if it is something that you don't enjoy, if it is something that you are not good at, if it is something that really isn't like a focus part of making you money, and not necessarily with the money thing, because there can be things that do make you money that still fall into the other two categories, it is going to take you longer than an hour to do the task that it takes somebody who enjoys it, it comes easy to, and makes them money. So, for example, if social media is the bane of your life and you cannot stand it, and you spend hours in Canva trying to make graphics, and you spend hours trying to think of captions to go with it, and you spend hours trawling the internet trying to find what's the best hashtags to use, that could take you hours and hours and hours. For somebody who enjoys it, for somebody who is good at it, for somebody who it comes easy to, it's going to take them a lot less time. So that's how you have to see it, is if it is something that I don't like doing, I'm going to procrastinate over it. If you bring in your procrastination time of how much stuff you do outside of what it is that you're meant to be doing because you're trying to avoid doing it, as well as the time it takes you to do it because you're not that great at it, so it just takes you longer to work everything out and find all the buttons and work out the hashtags and stuff like that. And you don't get money from it, because when you put your social media up, you know, whatever, it doesn't work. It's just falling on deaf ears and nobody's calling you. Then it's going to take you a long time. So let's take it that it takes you 3 hours to do your weekly posts. Well, a professional social media manager is all up in those hashtags all the time. They love creating graphics. They really enjoy coming up with witty captions to go with them. They've got it down pat. They know what they're doing. And they can get the same amount of work done, 3 hours that it took you to do a week, and they'll be able to get it done in an hour. Okay, so you pay them for an hour at £30. They have done something they enjoy. They've done something that's come easy to them, and they've done something that's resulted in an instant piece of income for them. And it's taken them an hour. Now, you don't just have an hour back, you have 3 hours back, because it was going to take you 3 hours to do the same thing. And you can go out and do something you enjoy, something that comes easy to you, something that makes you money, and you can make £90 in that 3 hours that you've got back. And they're going to take 30 of it for the hour that they did work for you. That still means that you are up £60. So do you see how outsourcing isn't quite what you think? People seem to think that they can't afford to outsource because they haven't got the income. But the time, and time is our most valuable resource, the time that you can get back, the fact that it will take you longer than it will take a professional to do this stuff, means that you get more hours that you can then turn around and do the stuff that you do enjoy, that does come easy, that makes you more money. So how much is your time worth? Do you value your time enough to stop doing the things that take you forever, that will take somebody else so much less time, so that you can focus on the things that you really enjoy doing that make you more money? I started the episode with a quote from Kim Garst, and I think I'm going to do that going forward, because I always use a quote in the show notes. If you've ever looked at my show notes, gone to the links and stuff, you will see that there is a quote that I will use in each episode, and I try and tailor it to the episode. And I usually wait until I'm writing the show notes to choose that quote. But today I thought, do you know what? I actually like the idea of starting off the episode with a quote and then coming into it. So, and I'm choosing my quote early. So if you don't value your time, neither will others. So it's time to start valuing your time, paying somebody else what they're worth to do the work quicker, so that you can use your valuable time to make the money that you are worth. Okay, guys, I hope that has helped. I hope that has reframed outsourcing for you. I hope that this year you are going to do more of what makes sense, which is if you can offload some of that work to people that can do it quicker for a reasonable price so that you can go and do what you do for other people at a reasonable price, then, you know, I think that's a win. So thank you so much for listening, for joining in on this episode and playing with numbers with me. It's one of the things I love to do the most. I would love it if you would share this episode with somebody who you think needs to hear it. You know, that person that is at the point of burnout, that person who isn't enjoying their business anymore, that person who is just struggling to stay on top of their workload. They might need to hear this. Please share it with them. As I always say, please subscribe where you listen. If you can leave a review, that would be amazing. It means the world to me. And I will see you guys in another episode very soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.